With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Another look at the California wildfires, the wider investigation and rebuilding efforts.
Surrounded by burnt-out Altadena homes, California Governor Gavin Newsom told NBC's Meet the Press the fires could end up being the worst natural disaster in U.S. history.
I think it will be in terms of just the costs.
The governor says some environmental regulations are being suspended and property tax assessments are not increasing so folks can rebuild stronger. Newsom says they're working on a Marshall Plan.
We already have a team looking and reimagining LA 2.0, and we're making sure everyone's included.
And an independent investigation is underway into the lack of water for firefighting.
It's not about finger pointing. It's about answering the questions.
Also underway, investigations into the cause of the fires and whether they're linked. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent George Williams has more on the cost.
A preliminary estimate by AccuWeather estimates damage and economic loss thus far approaching $150 billion. By comparison, Hurricane Helene last fall was estimated upwards of $250 billion. One meteorologist with AccuWeather says, unlike previous California fires, which were in more remote areas, the current ones have struck in the densely populated metropolitan area around L.A. with some of the highest real estate values in the country. George Williams reporting.
Much better weather conditions now in the southeast as a major storm has moved on out. But for a while, things were a little dicey in several eastern and southern states with heavy snow and ice. Side fencing and roof of a pedestrian bridge has fallen in very strong winds, closing a highway south of Anchorage early today. Alaska officials say no one was hurt, however, when that structure fell onto Seward Highway. This is SRN News. Young men are joining the Orthodox Church.
So many, in fact, that denominational officials say they're planning to open new churches across the U.S. this year. Many young, often single men are learning about Orthodoxy online, and some say they were drawn to it because of its masculine leadership style. The Orthodox Church split from the Catholic Church in what is known as the Great Schism of 1054. Orthodox Christians currently make up just one half of 1% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An LGBT advocate has been convicted of injuring an officer with a homemade explosive at a 2023 campus protest over transgenderism at the University of Pittsburgh. Brian DePippa has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. His wife will serve 3 years of probation for her role. The couple, part of a group protesting an April 2023 panel sponsored by the Pitt College Republicans. This is SRN News. A Tennessee law requiring pornographic websites to verify the age of its visitors largely blocked in court.
That action came as similar laws kicked in for Florida and South Carolina and remained in effect in other states. U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman on December 30th ruled that Tennessee's law would likely suppress Free Amendment speech rights of adults without actually preventing children from accessing the harmful material in question. The state attorney general's office is appealing. Some 19 states have passed similar laws. John Scott reporting.
5,000 nurses still off the job in Oregon. The Nurses Association Union says it's the largest health care strike in that state's history. The walkout comes after more than 1 year of negotiations failed to produce an agreement over wages, benefits, and staffing levels. More details at SRNnews.com.